Well, good Thursday morning, beloved. Well, look at that. This month of November is gone, and there's only 24 more shopping days until Christmas. My, 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 how this year is slipping past us. Today, we are in Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1 through 16. And today's reading offers instructions for church leaders and church helpers. In the early church, a church leader was also known as a bishop, who was the chief leader of a local congregation. Church helpers were also known as deacons, who had the task of serving people and taking care of their needs. Again, God's saving word for this week has been encouragement. So let's begin reading. This is a true saying. If a man is eager to be a church leader, he desires an excellent work. A church leader must be without fault. He must have only one wife, be sober, self-controlled, and orderly. He must welcome strangers in his home. He must be able to teach. He must not be a drunkard or a violent man, but gentle, peaceful, and he must not love money. He must be able to manage his own family well and to make his children obey him with all respect. For if a man does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of the church of God? He must be mature in the faith so that he will not swell up with pride and be condemned as the devil was. He should be a man who is respected by the people outside the church so that he will not be disgraced and fall into the devil's trap. Church helpers must also have a good character and be sincere. They must not drink too much wine or be greedy for money. They should hold to the revealed truth of the faith with a clear conscience. They should be tested first, and then if they pass the test, they are able to serve. Their wives also must be of good character and must not gossip. They must be sober and honest in everything. A church helper must have only one wife and be able to manage his children and family well. Those helpers who do their work well win for themselves a good standing and are able to speak boldly about their faith in Christ Jesus. As I write this letter to you, I hope to come and see you soon, but if I delay, this letter will let you know how we should conduct ourselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth. No one can deny how great is the secret of our religion. He appeared in human form and was shown to be right by the Spirit and was seen by angels. He was preached among the nations, was believed in throughout the world, and was taken up to heaven. Today's key verse is 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. Those helpers who do their work well win for themselves a good standing and are able to speak boldly about their faith in Jesus Christ. Now think about today's reading. Look at the qualities of those who hold leadership positions in the church. Look at how high the standards are. I mean, these folks must live exemplary lives, and that is the requirement that God places on all of the ministers, whether they're called bishops or pastors or whatever, that, well, the standard is holiness unto our God. To be that, to possess that, would be to be above reproach. Let us pray. Sovereign God, bless and care for the leaders and helpers of your church. Equip them with integrity, good sense, wisdom, boldness, courage, and love, that they may help the church become a reflection of your realm. By your Holy Spirit, empower me to speak boldly to others about my faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, that brings our time today together to an end, and it brings November to an end. Join me tomorrow, December 1st, oh my goodness, As we are in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 16, and the Apostle Paul gives personal advice to Timothy. Until then, God bless.